morning, maybe. I don't want to declare that, though. So I know that there's folks on the way. And it always amazes me, you know, partway through worship, I'll look around and it's like, wow, kind of filled in all of a sudden. It's just amazing how that goes. But, you know, even if it was just me in the room today, I would be worshiping corporately, even by myself here. And so so it's just a grand thing. It's not something that negotiable on whether or not there's one person or a million people in this room. I am worshiping the Lord today, and that's just how it is. So I'd appreciate it if you could stand, and we'll just enter into worship here this morning and just get this started. And yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you openly and freely. Thank you for this nation that we're able to do that in, Lord. You are the creator of the universe. We are princes and princesses in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship your name. Amen.
Thank you. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, and Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, and Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble,
your name cannot be overcome. Your name is light, and the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome.
we're going to move into the tithes and offerings here. And wow, that's just like incredible. And just bear with me 1 second. I think before I do the tithes and offerings, I'd like to share a little something that happened last Sunday. Involves Annie, and that's why I was asking her if it's okay to share this. But last Sunday, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm doing transition stuff, and Annie comes down and sits next to me here because she wanted to share something with y'all. And there's this presence coming off of her when she sat down next to me. I didn't even see who sat next to me at first, but I could just feel this presence that all of a sudden I was within that presence. And of course I realized who it was. But have you ever had something to eat or drink that, you know, you ate or drank that and it was like, man, this just makes me feel good. There's just something about certain things that you just feel stronger and healthier and just good, right? That's what it was like with the presence coming off of Annie last Sunday when she sat down next to me. It was, I don't know if it's because she's pregnant or what, but there was just this place of life and health coming off of her that just made me feel like, yeah. It's just something about it. There was just some life in that that just really invigorated me, and I could just sense that again today coming off of her. And so it's like there's this spirit of healing on Annie today that I feel that, not like I want you to inundate her with lots of people coming to her, but if you need some healing, it's on her today, right now. So, you might search her out after the, even during. Anyway, we'll move into offering here. So we got Rush the Buckets during the next worship song. You can give online at akbridgeofhope.com or the blue boxes in the back. If this isn't your home church, please tithe in your home church. But we gladly take any offerings beyond that, of course. It's just amazing to me. I feel like a broken record sometimes going through the week knowing I'm going to do the offering. And I've gotten to where I pretty much just ask the Lord, Lord, I'm not moving till you tell me what I'm moving with. And he's usually, seems like in my mind, kind of slow getting back to me on that. Because I'd kind of like to have it on Friday or Saturday, you know, but it's usually Sunday morning. Once again, Sunday morning. So I wake up this morning and I just really had this sense of who he sees me as in the kingdom. He doesn't see me as an orphan. He doesn't see me operating out of a place of lack. He sees me operating out of a place of abundance. Because he sees me as a prince in the kingdom. He sees you as a prince or princess in the kingdom, operating out of a place of abundance. And so that's, I believe, what he wants us to catch today. We're operating out of a place of abundance, a kingdom that he's given us. Thank you, Lord. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for that. Thank you for that message that you're trying to help us to get. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your abundance, your mindset of abundance. The other word isn't even worth mentioning anymore. Abundance is on our heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Declare that today. I feel like you need to declare that today with me. Abundance is on my heart. Yes, Lord. Yeah, come on. Let's say it one more time, just a little bit louder. Abundance is on my heart. Yeah. Amen.
Can we all stand? See if my voice can make it through this last song. He just said a joyful noise. He didn't say a beautiful one. So, I want to hear all of you guys given that joyful noise.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hey, just give it up for the worship team, man. These guys have just put in the time.